Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Look at Mark 11, 22. So now, have faith in God. So, if you put the Word of God first place, final authority. Now you know what to do. Because it's in the book. Pat Robertson, 700 Club. We go way back. I was on a 700 Club one day and this is back. And he said, you got time to hang around a little bit after the thing? I said, well, I don't have anything else to do except go home. So after the 700 Club, he said, I want you to go fly with me. Okay. He said, I'm having trouble. Okay. So, he was flying a little Piper Cherokee 6. And we went out to the airport there and got in it. And I was in the right seat, of course. And he was flying. We took off. He did a great job. And we just flew out, out there over the bay and got out of the way of traffic. And this was back before there was so much congestion and so forth. And of course, I called them, let them know that what we were doing, called them on the radio. And I said, now, what's your problem? And I looked over there at him, and I mean, he had a grip on that yoke. His knuckles were white. And it was a little bumpy. It was in the afternoon and a little bumpy. And he's trying to fix the bumps. I said, Pat, wait a minute. Now, there's a life lesson in this. I knew this because my instructor told me this. I said, Pat, this airplane knows more about flying than you do. It'll fly. It was built to fly. Now, don't let it fly you. You fly it. I said, turn loose that yoke. You know what that represents? Worry. This thing's not going to fall out of the air. Jesus said, why take thought for tomorrow? Tomorrow's got trouble enough of its own. Why take ye thought saying? How do you take a thought? By saying it. And so, we flew around out there a little ways and just letting that little airplane fly. And so he began to relax a little bit, and I said, okay. I said, let's trim this up a little bit. And so it trimmed up nose just a little bit high. Now listen. I said, take your hands off that yoke. I said, I got it, okay? Just take your hands off the yoke. Okay. I said, now sit on your hands. So he did. And so I took that right hand off. I took the left hand off. A little airplane just, it didn't bump anymore. He was more of a bump than I trimmed the nose up just a little bit, and it had climbed a little bit, and it had low down a little bit, and it just flew itself around. Wow. I said, now fly it with your fingertips like this. Put your hand back on that, not the right hand, just the left one. put the hand on the line. Now, put your feet back on the rudders, and he did. I said, now, let's fly around a little while. And the airplane smoothed out. And so when he wrote the book of his life, he signed it in the front, my favorite flight instructor. God is the flight instructor. He knows more about everything than we do. He knows stuff.
Good word.
Now we walk in love, right? I'm about to get ahead of myself. We live by faith. Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. Galatians 3:11, the just shall live by faith. Starts in Habakkuk. The just have their lives sustained by their faith in God. So faith, the word without faith is dead. We find that in the book of Hebrews. But faith without the word is dead. Huh? How can we say this? Faith is the catalyst. It activates. Faith is the activator. Well, I'll go ahead and read Ephesians 5:1 from the Classic Amplified. Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy Him and follow His example, as well-beloved children imitate their father. Walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another, as Christ loved us and gave Himself for us, a slain offering and sacrifice to God for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance. Now, I'll go to Hebrews. Chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the assurance, here we are, the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. For by faith, trust, and holy fervor born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them and obtained a good report. By faith we understand the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped in their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. Now, the word. All Christians in every language that I know anything about call this the Word of God. Yes. But what does that mean? Covenant now. Exceeding great and precious promises. Yes. This is His bond.
Yes. That's right.
The Word will bring itself to pass. It's a seed. I heard the Lord say it to me this way one time. He said, let the word fight its own fight. He said, you're trying to defeat the devil. He said, I've already defeated him. Not your job to defeat him. It's your job to cast him out. So let the word fight its own fight. Jesus called the word seed. Amen. These are heavenly principles. Yes. Seed, time, and harvest. Yes. Glory to God. So, Hebrews 10:38, the just live by faith. Now you know how to do it. First, when you put the Word of God first place, you found out what to do. Now you know how to do it. Faith makes prayer work. You would be surprised how many people think that prayer makes faith work. No, it doesn't. Because faith without prayer doesn't work. But we have been instructed to ask, and we shall receive. Knock, and it will be opened unto you. Ask, knock. A-S-K. Ask, seek, knock. Are you getting anything out of this?
Yes.
I am too. We walk in love. Galatians 5:6. Faith works by love. Well, of course it does. It's God's faith and He is love. Now think about this. The Bible doesn't say God is power. Never says that. It says God is love. And He has power. And His faith power. He is love. And He has faith. And faith is His creative power. Praise God. So, let's look at Mark 11:20 again. I want to go on with this. In the 11th chapter, in the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, He was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, He came. Hang on a second. And I'll go to Mark 11:12. On the day following, when they had come away from Bethany, He was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, He went to see if He could find any fruit on it, for in the fig tree the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. But when He came up to it, He found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. And He said to it, "No one ever again shall eat fruit of you." And His disciples were listening to what He said. So, that fig tree messed up. It got ahead of things. He walked up there to it. Jesus answered and said to it, He what? That fig tree was talking to Him. He answered and said to it. He didn't say about it. He didn't pray about it. He talked to it. And this was an astonishing revelation to the people that were standing around Him there. And it was far enough away that He shouted at it. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Count them, 9 words. And His disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem. Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And He would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And He taught, saying unto them, "Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves." Now, what they were doing, if you brought your lamb and they would find a blemish on it, sell you another one, take your lamb in the back, somebody else would come up and they'd find a blemish on them and then sell that one to them. It was a con game. And it was all being done in the back room. Now, people think and take the idea that this is why He went to the temple. No. No. The Word is why He went to the temple. Now get this. And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because of the people were astonished at his doctrine. When evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God, or have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. Nine words. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things, those words which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith, therefore I say. So then Jesus used the very same principle. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe you receive and you'll have it. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against him. That is all one statement. Forgive. Forgive if you have any, aught against any. That your Father in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Well, what about when they asked Jesus to teach them to pray? But Jesus said that in that prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed means sacred. Sacred, holy is your name. It's the name above every name that's named. It's the name of the Creator of the universe. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that have trespassed against us. That is so simple. I like what Charles Capp said. He said, the Bible is so simple, you have to have help to misunderstand it. And like he said, we've had some pretty high-priced help over the years. But see, Gloria and I were so blessed. Both of us got saved within a couple of weeks of one another. And so all of a sudden we wanted to read the Bible. I said, Gloria, did you notice Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John tell the same story? She said, yes, isn't that wonderful? We just a couple of scriptural illiterates, you know, going somewhere to happen. Faith makes prayer work. Now, here's another thing. Turn with me to John's gospel, please. Beginning the 13th chapter. Now, before the feast of Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. The 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th chapters of John are all in that last Passover meal. That's the reason, it is the meal that changed heaven and earth forever. Now study that and realize that Jesus didn't get into anything until he got Judas out of that room. Had to get him out of there. What you do, do quickly. Get out of here. Now, it was in a Seder meal. I won't go into all that, but that's a teaching you really need to know and understand. So you come all the way through this. Oh, it's precious. That 14th chapter. Look at that 13th chapter. I pray this every night before I shut my eyes. I start off with, I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. I love my neighbor as myself, fulfilling all the law and the prophets. And then from the 13th chapter of John, the 34th and 35th verses, look at it. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples. They were not apostles yet. They hadn't been sent anywhere. If you have love for one another. Now, going through all of this, he begins to talk about prayer in this 14th chapter. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father, and whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. That Greek word is translated ask, is translated demand. Big discourse in Say My Name. If you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray the Father, and he'll give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because he sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Now look at that 21st verse. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. Now, he just got through saying the new commandment is to love one another. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Well, you could say, well, Brother Copeland, I mean, you know, God loves everybody. Well, of course he does. We already know that. He is love. But who is it that loves him? The ones that do what he says.
When my path is uneven and the journey is difficult, your authority is my strength and my peace. Fear will never conquer me, for you have already won. And I have the victory. My trust is in you, and my faith is wide open. Experience wide open faith at the Southwest Believers Convention, August 1st through the 6th. Register today at kcm.org/swbc. As a believer, you already meet all the qualifications to being an overcomer. If you're feeling beat down in any area, professionally, socially, physically, or mentally, faith is the key to stepping over into the victory side. In the audio series, Faith, How It Works, Kenneth Copeland's teachings can help you grasp God's faith formula that is found in the Word of God. Get your questions answered through this important foundational teaching. What is faith, and where does it come from? Who has faith? How do you get more faith? How can faith help you live a better life? No weapon of the enemy is a match for faith released. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God, and speaking the Word releases faith. Take the first steps toward living a God-pleasing life full of love, hope, and victory by receiving this impactful teaching into your heart today. Learn how to use the world-overcoming faith God has given you. The weapons of the enemy are no match for faith when it's released. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's MP3 series, Faith, How It Works, on kcm.org/victory offer, or when you call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. Brother Copeland has taught us in the Word of God to live by faith and walk in love. Faith activates the Word in our lives, and God, who is love, never fails. How do you live a life of faith and love? It starts with the decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It's as simple as praying this prayer. Just repeat this prayer after me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. I ask you to forgive me of my sins, to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I ask you to transform me into your image. Thank you, Jesus, that I am now a new creature in Christ Jesus. Thank you that you are changing my life so that I can walk with you and please you in every way. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, today your new life begins. You're connected to the one who can give you victory in life. You are born again. Your spirit is born from above. You have the faith of the love of God in you now. And to help you understand more about what just happened to you, KCM has put together some free resources called The Salvation Package. It's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. Get your free salvation package today on kcm.org. Continue to develop your faith and grow spiritually. And a great way to do that is come to a KCM event. This week, the Southwest Believers Convention is happening right here in Fort Worth, Texas. This meeting started yesterday and goes through Saturday evening, August 6th. So jump right on in. Brother Copeland and his special guests are teaching faith and victory this week, so you'll want to be there. Join us in person at the Fort Worth Convention Center. We have children's and youth services too, so bring the whole family. You can also watch the services live online at kcm.org or on our social media channels. This is your time to be totally immersed in the Word of God and to take your faith to a higher level. We'll see you again tomorrow. And this is Spencer Nordick reminding you that God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/newlife. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.